Smash Factor.
Ripping driver, going for it. Oh my goodness.
How about that tee shot?
That is crazy how far that is.
Wow. John Daly, take a back seat, big fella. How about that drive?
That's an aggressive line.
Look at this, he's just driven the green. He has just driven the green.
I guess, hello world, huh?
Welcome to the final major of the 2026 season, the Open. Very, very close second to the Masters for my favorite tournament, or favorite major, and tournament for that matter. Love just the uniqueness of it, obviously, for Americans over here. Totally different style of golf, and then just being able to get up super early or stay up however you want to do it late, watch golf. And for the first couple of days, it's feels like it's almost all day long. I think there's like 16 hours of total golf going on. Daylight stays, they have daylight forever out there. It's one reason why they get to do everybody off the first tee. I'm pretty sure they're going, are they going in twos or threes tomorrow? But either way, awesome tournament, awesome course. Course looks in great shape. It's obviously going to be fast and firm, and it's dry over there. We know all that. Last week was, didn't get it outright, didn't get a first round leader, was not on Tom Kim. So down week on DFS, matchups went 5-0 on the week, so that helped the betting, but like to get a winner or first round leader or both this week to get another hit before we start focusing towards football. Still plenty of golf after this, FedEx Cup, and there'll be, I think there's a Millie Maker. I saw some cues August 20th. So that's probably BMW or something like that. So there's still one Millie Maker left in golf as well. So plenty of golf coming, but we are right around the corner from college football and NFL. If you want to join us, great time to join now. We got plenty of coverage going on as we head towards kind of best ball season now. A lot of people talking that up in the Slack. Great week with the Open here, and then some good tournaments still with big prizes still out there. British gets you 30% off any package, weekly, monthly, or annual. Includes a 7-day risk-free trial. Both content and full package gets you Slack. Obviously, the full package gets you all the NFL tools and all the golf tools that we have on the site. So British, 30% off. Courseware at Royal Birkdale for this time in the Rota. Last time it was here was 2017 when Spieth won the infamous go get that on the putting green after he made the big putt after the long drawn out discussion on and moving the ball and all that kind of stuff. When he's playing Kuchar there on the back nine. And then he finished like, I think birdie, eagle, birdie, birdie or something like that. It was crazy finish. So he got to minus 12, but I think second place was definitely single digits. I can't remember how many got under par for sure that week, but a little bit different. Lot more cool moisture back then or that year. Completely fast, firm, dry this year. The weather, I mean, it's kind of weird to say you don't think it's going to impact. I'm sure there will be impact. I'm sure there'll be guys that catch a little bit strong winds. But as of now, I mean, it almost looks identical Thursday and Friday. Starts out with very low winds, and they pick up throughout the day with, 15 to 20. Nothing crazy. But again, you don't have true waves here. So there may be pockets, meaning you don't have a true, front nine, back nine, or going off split tees and everybody on the front or AM goes out, in the first 2 or 3 hours of the day. And then the PM starts at, 12 or 1 o'clock, and they go out in another 2 or 3 hours. I mean, they start at whatever time, first thing in the morning. Let's see, it's 12:35 in the morning for me. And I think it's 6 hour difference. So 6:35, I think lock is 1:35 Eastern. I'll double check that real quick. Yeah, 1:35 Eastern in the morning. This is early Wednesday morning. I'll have this out before lunch. You'll have all afternoon and evening to listen to it, and then it locks tonight. So normally we have still pretty decent amount of time, but it'll lock essentially 18 hours from now. So pay attention to that. But they'll go out, you know, continuous tee times off number one tee for all day until they're all out there. It starts at 6:35, and then let's see if I can get the full pull up. So almost 10 hours between the first, and they're going off in threes, but they are all off number one tee, but almost 10 hours between first tee time and last tee time. So, you know, typically we are paying attention to those, the weather pockets. The good thing is there's like zero rain in the forecast at all. And I don't think we're going to see any of the fog stuff like we saw last week. It's just going to be, is there some wind pockets? And right now I just don't see anything significant that makes me go, oh, I want this guy, I want that guy. I probably would be favoring early guys for round one and round two showdown. First round leader, I'll probably look at early guys when I put out the betting card this afternoon. But for once, now this could always change, you know, especially with over there. I keep an eye on it all the way up until you either go to bed or it locks at midnight. I'll be up until lock. But see anything crazy change. And then on the weekend, we really don't see anything either. It's the wind looks to be the same condition or same direction. It starts to turn Thursday. And once it turns, it pretty much stays the same direction as of now, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. With the same temperatures, you know, 60, 65, 70 degrees Fahrenheit, our temperature, you know, in American terms, but fast, firm, hit fairways, you know, is going to be crucial. Iron shots, we've seen people talk about five irons going 300 yards. So that strategy and you know, who can manage the course the best, I think it's going to matter. I don't know if it's kind of, there is a little bit of gut feel to go, who do you think can play the style? Because if you're looking at data, yes, I think it matters, but all that data is from, you know, most of the data you're going to be looking at is from your traditional, you know, courses over here, and hitting shots, you know, off of a lush fairway into soft greens or whatever, compared to what they're going to be playing over there is totally different. So there's a little bit of, you know, how guys have played in the past, how they played, you know, maybe other styles of link courses, you know, the Scottish, stuff like that, that you take into consideration, and that creativity type factor, who do you think can put, you know, different shots together and get through four good rounds. I think we'll see a plus cut number. It is top 70 in ties. We typically see a bigger 6-6 percentage. Sometimes it's gonna be super low just because if you get a lot of chalk miss, that can take it down, but you'll have a lot more guys. You could have potentially, you know, 85 guys make the cut. Could be 70 right on the number as well, but I think probably somewhere between plus two and plus four is where I would look. I think the winner stays. I think the majority of the top 10 will be single digits, so maybe 4, 5, 6 under. You may have a few get 8 to 10 under. You may have someone like Speed did get 1 or 2 in the double digits, but I think that's it. I don't see many getting outside of single digits. By the time it's done Sunday, I think a majority of the top 10 is going to be single digit winner. You know, I'd be shocked if it's much more than minus 10, unless you have some guy just run away. That's always, you know, can happen. And certainly here it could happen, but prior winners here, you know, you have plus three even then, which those 2 years are a little bit of anomaly with Harrington and Nomir. But then -8, -9, -9, -14, -4, and then Spieth again, like I said, -12. So I think we see that, you know, the 8 to 9 under is about the key number is where I see it ending up. Stats I'm looking at, again, I'm looking a lot at some historical, you know, how they played on this type of courses, which is a lot more manual process. I know automation's key these days, but this type of tournament, I think digging in like that definitely helps. But for the raw data, just to pull it in and have a baseline, I'm looking at good drives, stroke gain approach, opportunities inside 30 feet, bogey avoidance, par 4 DK scoring. We only have 2 par 5s here, and good approach mixed in with putting, course fit, and recent form per usual. Most of these guys did not play in 2017. Vast majority of them did. You have a handful that did, and they've made some changes to the course. So for the most part, there's, you know, a lot of these guys are going to see this course for the first time in tournament conditions. Salary ranges this week, 10K and above, four guys, 9K, five guys, 8K, seven guys, 7K, 11 guys, 6K, 55 guys, 5K, 74 guys. So they bring back the 5K, which I think we've had for every major, but they didn't. I mean, Scotty's kind of priced down a little bit at 13.3. He's still, you know, 1,400 more than Rory, but you can fit him in any way direction you want, as opposed to last week where he was super low owned compared to where he's been, because it just not only was it tough to fit and get someone good, you kind of started to see, and I mentioned it, you know, some of my stuff, that I don't know if he even finished top three if he would have mattered, just the way that the pricing and the other, you know, fitting all of it together with no 5K and stuff worked out, especially in your single entry, your three max, stuff like that. You don't get a bunch of combinations where you go, well, someone finally is going to put that combination together with him and winning. Maybe now this week you have totally different, right? You got 129 guys that are $6,900 or less. So you can fit him in any kind of builds. You can pit him with another top guy. You could probably even make decent Scotty Rory lineups just because they're so, I mean, what is that? 129 of the 156. Is that how many people they, let's see, 18, 19. Yeah. You know, 80 over 80% of the field is down there in that 6,900. So, which also means a lot of the six and seven, not a lot, but there's going to be let's say every seven, eight, nine, 10K guy makes the cut, all of them. That's 19 guys, 27 guys. So roughly 50 guys from the six and five and 6K range is going to make the cut just mathematically. And not every guy in the seven through 10K is going to make the cut, but even if they did, you're still going to have a ton of guys down there, which makes it easier for most people to build a Scotty lineup. So I think he'll probably be the highest owned or way up there. And there's a lot of solid guys down there. We'll talk about some chalk and stuff like that, that, you know, not only can they make the cut, but some of those guys can make a decent run. And you could have many of them flirting with top 10, top 20s, which leads me to believe you'll see more of the stars and scrubs type approach. Scrubs meaning dollar amount, certainly not players by any means, but a hybrid balance could be in play too. You fade all the 10K range, which I think's tough this week, because I think all four of those guys could legitimately be in the top 10 come Sunday, maybe top five. I think they're all live this week, but you could, and you get three or four 9K guys, maybe three, nine and eight, and you don't even have to go down there, and you're super different that way. I think some of that stuff will come into play in the big, you know, $25 milli and $5, $3, those contests that have 100 and 150,000 lineups. I think getting different in those builds is a way to go. Your single entry, your higher dollar stuff, your 4-4-4-4-4 milli, you don't have to get as cute per se when you're only going up against 300 guys, 800 guys, or lineups. Even the 4-4-4-4, you know, which I think the max is like 20 max this week. I'm only doing a bullet in it, but and most do, but there'll be guys that put our 25 max, so there'll be guys that put 25 lineups in it, certainly, but you're still only going up against X amount of total lineups, so you don't have to get any, and I think that's a way that you don't have to go down as you know, down to the 5Ks. You can build, I don't want to say chalky, but you can build conservatively a little bit and then just make a couple tweaks or a couple spots to get different. I think sometimes people overthink those type of spots, especially if they're not used to playing higher stakes, and they try to get like all six guys super unique. And I just don't think that's the case at all times. Sweet 16 for me, per usual. It's a little bit different. I added a guy to the 9K and above, and I took one away from the 8 just because of there's only seven guys in the 8K. So, you know, generally I do three that I like in a bubble boy, but I tweaked it a little bit just because of the number of guys in each range. I'll give the fade of the week, some sleeper of the weeks, gut feel plays, betting top five, the pop, and two long shots. One and done, preliminary, and then we will get out of here. Long day ahead for me between real work. Little man's got a golf tournament this afternoon. getting all the final, you know, content out. Busy day. So 9K and above, I'll kick it off with Fitz. Probably one of my favorite plays of the week. He's going to be high owned. There are spots I'm just going to play the chalk and be fine with it and be different elsewhere, especially up top. I don't mind some of the chalk up top this week. And there's so many ways to get different down below that, you know, I can fade, you know, I'm quicker to fade a 20% Siwoo or, you know, whatever Tom Kim may get up there. I'm not saying I will. We'll talk about them in a minute. Versus, you know, I want to get as many combos of these top guys as I can. Because I think they're all, you know, a lot of them are live to be in play this week. Especially if we're doing 150 max. You know, that's where I want to be this week is spread out top. Maybe I consolidate the core a little bit down in the middle and lower ranges and get a bunch of different combos of the top guys and hope I hit, you know, a decent amount of the guys lower that I think can make runs this week. But Fitz, not much to say. I mean, everything about his game looks great right now. He's had an okay open history the last 5 years, made the cut every year, fourth last year, 50th, 41st, 21st, 26th. So, you know, fourth is good, but, you know, been in play 3 of the 5 years, 2 of the years was just kind of there. I think his game's as good as it's been. And so in his entire career, even when he won the major. So, but that shows it's going to show an ownership. He's the cheapest of the 10K and above range. So I think he could flirt with being one of the top owned. And I'll play him. I just will be different in how I build a little bit. Cam Young, 9K. I hadn't heard a lot about him. I got a lot of pods to watch today, and I got plenty of time to listen while I'm doing all my other stuff and try to catch up. I've listened to a lot more of the pressers than pods so far. I'll catch up on pods and kind of get an industry pulse today, but I don't hear a lot of him yet. I know he's kind of game has fallen off a bit from where he peaked, but you know, 47th at Heritage, 43rd at US Open. He missed a cut last year here, but before that, a 31st and 8th and a 2nd. So I kind of like that. I think, you know, he plays well in this kind of setup. Creativity, I especially if he winds up being one of the, if I get a cheap price for 9K in my mind, plus somewhat low owned, I don't mind going some Cam Young this week. Justin Rose, I just feel like he, it's getting clearer, more clear and clearer that he's, his mindset and his focus is to be at his best for each major, and because he's performed so well at the majors this year. And he'll pop every once in a while. And, you know, he's got a win on tour this year. So that's, it's not like he just sucks when he's not playing a major, but man, he seems dialed in at the majors. And this is, you know, what I would peg as, you know, probably one of his favorites. And I just think he's gritty, and I'm normally not a guy I like to play in general, but you know, that's not really my mentality this week. It's just who do I think can do the best. And I certainly think he fits that mold. 9,100. I think that feels a little expensive to most people. So maybe we get a discount of ownership there as well. And then last before the bubble boy Fleetwood, who I also think will be super popular this week. I mean, I like him a lot. I will be lighter on, I'll be quicker to go lighter, fade him before Fitz and for my player pool. As of now, I still want both. I like both. But if I wind up getting to tonight and you know, finalizing everything, ownership, stuff like that, if I decided to come off one or be a little lower, it would be Fleetwood. I just wonder with the pressure, his home course, home crowd, all that come Sunday. Yeah, he, I mean, I call him top 10 Tommy all the time. He backdoors it, and he certainly could again. I think he did in 2017, matter of fact. I think he shot a low round that day. But I lean Fitz over those two, out of those two. If you were kind of picking and choosing the chalk, I think they'll both be 20% or more owned. So, but I like both. Bubble boy for me is Scheffler, because I do think he'll be the highest owned. He's the highest price for all good reasons. He's playing solid. Last week did not play great, and his irons looked a little off. I don't think that puts many people off of him. Because of the high price, high ownership, he's a guy that it's scary to kind of be light on him, because he can certainly go out there and win this thing. He won last year. Before that, a 7th and 8th, a 23rd and a 21st. I mean, it seems like his floor is going to be a top 20, which makes that's what attracts a lot of people to playing him. You feel safe that he's going to be there in the mix. He does seem a little off at times this year, but even when I feel like he's off, you look up and it's like he finished ninth and you thought he played horrible. So he's only the bubble boy because he's the highest price. He's going to be the highest owned. And how do we play that? I may go overweight in MMEs and fade him in 3-max or go vice versa. I'll play him in my 3-max stuff and just fade him in the 150-max type stuff. But I like him. He's just bubble boy because of the ownership and the money. So 9K and above, Fitz 10K, Cam Young 9K, Rose 9,100, Fleetwood 10,500, and Scheffler 13,300. 8K range, got her up 8,500 to kick it off. I mean, we just seen him win in many different courses this year. He's played well in different conditions, different setups. He has unique shots. He won the Scottish Open last year. Obviously, a little biased to him with the OU ties his last year in college, but a third at the Open last year. I think he likes these kind of challenges. I like him. I like him a lot. 8,500. I'm sure he'll be one of the higher owned in the 8K range, but I do like him. Hovland game seems to be coming around. Ball striking is probably top three out of the. He's up there right now in ball striking. So if he continues to build upon that. He's had some pretty good finishes his last 2 years, not so much, but you got to think, remember, I mean, he went through so much mentally of getting his swing where he wanted, but before that, a 13th, a fourth and a 12th. So it's not like he can't play this style, fast and firm. I think Fitz, helps him. There's uniqueness around the green. So it's not like he has to develop one type of, chipping where he can struggle at times. I think the uniqueness there will be a benefit to him. 8,300. Probably right there with Goddard. I think both of them get owned where you try to get different, instead of being the third piece, maybe he's the second piece and you get, a little more balance on those builds, but I'll have plenty of him. Do like him a lot this week. Probably my one and done pick because I haven't really played him. We'll get to that a little bit later, but he's high up there on my list as a potential play. Bubble boy for me is Morikawa. I don't like him. I don't like playing him. But in this setup and how I think the course will play, it'd be a fool not to look at him. I have him as a bubble boy because I think he'll be super high owned in this range as well. He may be one of the top three or four owned, period. 20-25% wouldn't be a shock to me. He plays these setups good. He is a guy that if I'm starting to – where do I want to cut or be light on chalky – he would be one that I would take. He's been hit or miss at the Open, though. He won back during COVID or the tournament where no one was there. A miscut, a miscut, a 16th, a miscut. So he's a guy I would take my chances on being light on if I'm starting to cut out chalk. But I do think he fits well at this course and this setup. That's why he's a bubble boy, because I like him. But at the price, I mean, the ownership, I'd rather eat Fleetwood, Fitz, Goddard, Apollo. I'd rather eat all those guys chalk before Morikawa. But a solid play. So if you like him and you'd rather fade Goddard up, I certainly see that and have no issues doing that either. I just lean more towards the other way. 7K, so 8K range, Goddard up 8,500, Hovland 8,300, Bubble Boys, Morikawa 8,700. 7K range, Neiman. Starting to come together. Majors, obviously one hell of a show at the last one after the – what did he get on that hole? 11 or something? After the penalty, he already wasn't going to do well on the hole, but the penalty was just kind of a kick in the nuts. Fought all the way back to a top five finish, which was incredible. He's another shot maker type. I think he can get, put some nice, unique shots together in this type of environment. I think he eats this kind of stuff up. I think if he wins a major, I think the Open is one that he would win before any of the others, in my opinion. But it has to be the right conditions. I can see him winning, US Open or something like that as well, but he's just been okay. He's made 3 out of 5 cuts, but never done anything with it. Never got inside a top 40. That's a little worrisome, but I think his game's a little bit different now, matured a little bit. And for the price is really what attracts me. 7,300. He could almost be your last guy in, but certainly your fifth. And, on that deal, if he can make a run and be top 20, he could do a lot of damage for you in the lineup. So I like Neiman. Reed, he burned us at the U.S. Open, but I'm going to go back to him. Creativity, okay record at the Open. Couple made cuts, couple missed cuts, a 30th, 13th last week at the Scottish Open. I think his game's trending, you know, in the right direction as well. He's not going to be high owned or as talked about as he was. And I think some people will be burned at the U.S. because he burned him at the U.S. Open. But, you know, if I get an 8% read at 7K, I'll definitely put that in the player pool for sure. The other Fitzpatrick, 7,400. He's only played the Open once in the last 5 years, but he finished 17th, 7th at RBC, 23rd at the U.S. Open. You got to think he's, you know, had plenty of experience playing this type of golf. So I'm higher on him. I do like the price tag. I think he could be a 5 to 6 percenter as well. I'll take that ownership. Definitely in the MME pool, probably bubbling to be a 3-max type consideration, but you know, 20 or more lineups, certainly live to be in the player pool for me. And then Bubble Boy is Henley. Similar to Morikawa, although I don't think he'll be near his own. He's just a guy I don't tend to get to a lot. But because of all the run out, you know, where he's not going to be at a deficit, you know, off the tee like he typically is, and he's got a decent Open record, 10th, 5th, 62nd with 2 missed cuts in the last 5 years, I think he'll be in that 12 to 15% range. Probably a guy I kind of match the field on. 7,700 is a good price for him. We know his iron game can get hot. It'd be dumb not to think, you know, take a look at a guy like that this week. I think he's live to especially be a top 20, but he could certainly be live to be a top 10. And at that price, you know, I'd want to have some of that. So 7K range, Neiman 7,300, Reed 7,000, Fitzpatrick 7,400, Henley 7,700 as the Bubble Boy. 5 and 6K range, I don't have anybody in the 5K range, so we can say, you know, I'm not for this. I may wind up picking one or two. Suber was one that kind of stuck out, 5,700. He may make, you know, an MME pool, 150 max, something like that. But as far as these kind of plays that we're talking about, these are all 6K guys. But I like Spawn, 6,700. It's kind of turning into a tournament of guys that I just typically don't – my eyes don't attract to, but I'm moving past that and be like, I, you know, if they fit what I think is going to happen, how the course will play out, you know, you just bite it and play them. And, you know, you hate rooting for guys that you're not, you know, you don't really like watching per se, but money's money. And so I'm just going to play the guys that I think are going to, you know, play the best, but 6,700 feels cheap for him. I don't think he'll get too much ownership. He could get steamed up a little bit, but he's only played the Open once. It was last year. In the last 5 years, 23rd. So he did well, 44th last week. Next for me, Tom Kim. I do think he'll get some ownership coming off the win. 2 missed cuts at the Open, a 2nd 3 years ago and a 47th back in 2022. He's only played 4 times. I don't know where people will go. You know, it feels cheap, 6,800. Obviously, pricing came out early like they normally do at the major, so it was before the win. He probably would have got priced up a little bit. Is he going to be the highest owned in this range? No, I think the Bubble Boy that we'll talk about in a little bit will, but he could be steamed up there for sure. But he's playing great. And again, a guy that's shorter off the tee, so this kind of setup this week helps him. I think he is somewhat creative, and the ball striking, you know, especially the irons have been so dialed in right now that I think he'll be even higher owned up in your, you know, single entry, high dollar, 3-max stuff. But I do like him this week. Cam Smith, another guy that kind of killed a decent amount of people at the U.S. Open. Him and Reed were the two that really hurt me, and I think they both missed on the number or right close to it. But everything I've talked about, you know, in his prime, I think this would be a great setup for him. And I think his game's not too far off. I mean, he won the Open in 2022. We know that. He had 2 33rd place finishes around that one, and then 2 missed cuts the last 2 years. But a guy I'll have some of. I don't think he'll get too steamed up, probably a 2 to 4 percenter. So I'll at least match the field or maybe a little bit overweight. Victor Perez, I like him. 9th last week. A flyer type guy. I don't think he'll be more, you know, 3, 4, 5% owned. 6,400. Overall game looks pretty solid. Hasn't played the Open. That was probably the only thing that stuck out to me, but I do like his finish last week, and I'll ride that form this time of the year. I mean, ride that form coming off the Scottish Open into this week. And then the bubble boy is Siwoo. I think I'm a little surprised. You know, he was one, he really hurt a lot of people at the US Open, but you know, he showed us for him again last week, ninth, which he's played solid all year round, but it's only ownership that keeps me off of him. I think he will be the highest owned in the 6K range and maybe one of the top five or six in the entire slate. Okay, history, miscut 43rd, miscut 15th, so kind of a roller coaster there the last 4 years at the Open. I like him, but he's, again, like a Morikawa, maybe a Henley. He's a guy that I don't mind being a little lighter on if I start peeling out the guys, out, you know, the chalky ones that I may not, I'd rather eat chalk elsewhere type situation. He's one I'd be a little lighter on than the others. So this 5-6K range, I like Spahn, 6,700, Tom Kim, 6,800, Cam Smith, 6,800, Perez, 6,400, with the bubble boy being Siwoo, 6,900. Fade of the week for me, I faded him at US Open. I'm probably doing it again this. I am doing it again. Bryson, I just don't see him putting a full game together. 8,400 is a little bit better price, so I can see people, which I think will get his ownership. You know, I think it'll be double digits in ownership, and at that price, I'll be lighter. Xander's another one that I'll probably be lighter than the field on. I didn't like him at all last week. I didn't play. I mean, Scotty missed the cut, which was kind of crazy, but only reason why that wasn't a big of an impact to most people is because he was just hard to fit. But Xander missing the cut too was kind of a surprise. His Open record is going to keep his ownership way up there. I mean, 7th, 1st, 17th, 15th, 26th. So he's kind of like Scotty in the sense of, you know, the floor feels like a top 20. But if there's a year he's coming in with not the best form, this has been it for, and that's why I was kind of not on him last week. But 11th at US Open, but 51st at RBC, missed the cut last week. He hasn't really peaked a whole lot this year. And so for the price and the ownership, he would be another guy that I'd mention that I'd either be light on or a potential fade. So Bryson and Xander potentially guys that I'll be lighter than the field on. Bryson I'll probably fade completely, but Xander's another one up there that I'm not as high on this week. Sleeper of the week, I like Smalley and Collie. They kind of rhyme there, but they're both kind of right there in my rankings next to each other. Grinders, I think they could, you know, and they're both 6K flat, same price, and they're both probably 1 to 2 percenters. So if you're needing those kind of guys, because of them, that's one of the reasons I hadn't looked too much in the 6K range, because I'd rather just stop there. I like both those guys more than probably almost anybody I see down there in that 5K range. So Smalley, Collie, some sleeper of the weeks, some gut feel plays, Rory, 11-9, you know, that goes without saying. Do you want more Rory or Scotty? They both have done well. You know, Rory's last five at the Open, 7th, miscut, 6th, 3rd, 46th. He was 7th last week at Scottish, but he didn't play extremely well. And so I'd choose Scotty over Rory if I was picking there. But, you know, he had a strong finish on Sunday. I think he shot 64 to kind of climb that leaderboard. He was struggling, you know, most of the week. Just something to keep in mind if you're looking for things to figure out who you want to be lighter on. Keith Mitchell, 6,100, great ball striker. He's only played the Open twice. He missed a cut. That's probably one reason that he didn't make it up top. Everything else looks pretty decent to me. Don't know that I get there a whole lot, but he's a guy that caught my eye. Kiefer, 6,000. I loved Kiefer last week. He had a great week. Got himself into this at the last minute. I'll keep riding that for him. Griffin, another solid ball striker, 6,800. JT, kind of that creativity type situation. You would think he would have a better history at the Open than he does, but for 7,500, I'll certainly, you know, especially MME type stuff, I'll play some of that. He hasn't made the cut 4 of the 5 years. He hadn't finished inside the top 30 any of the last 5 years. So a little disturbing there, but I don't mind, you know, taking some shots there. Sam Burns, the wife had the baby. He is on site. Don't think we have any worries there. And he's playing extremely well. You know, as we saw, he almost won the US Open. Hasn't done the best at the Open, but 4 to 5 years made the cut. 7,800 feels cheap for him in the upside. So another guy I don't mind having a piece of. Kitayama, 6,500. Lowry, 7,900. You would think this course fits him perfectly, but and his form's just not, he's just been so inconsistent, but he's going to be lower owned. I like the price. Minwoo, 6,900. You know, he's been chalk recently and blown up people's lineups. I don't think he'll be as chalky, but I still think he'll get some ownership this week. And then Harris English, 6,700, rounds out some gut feel plays that I like. Some player pool add-ons if you're building multiple lineups. Betting top five of the pop and two long shots for me. Neiman, 60-1, got her up 30. Cam Young, 35. Hovland, 35. Fitz, 20. If I was going to go way up the board, I mean, Scheffler's number is somewhat intriguing. He hadn't been, you know, I've seen him in 8.5-1, you know, in some places. We hadn't seen that in forever. I'm not going to do that this week, but, you know, him or Fleetwood would probably catch my eye. I'd probably stop at Fitzpatrick. You can still find, you know, 20s out there. There are some 18, so he's drifting the wrong way. So if you like him, you probably bet him early or bet him as soon as you can, or maybe you already have. A couple of long shots. Perez at 150-1, Cam Smith 125-1. Those are probably more top 20 type plays, but if you're looking for a long shot, I like those. Preliminary one and done for me, again, if you're saving Scotty or Rory or Rahm or, you know, Fleetwood, all those top guys, then you know who you're going with. You know, at this point, you kind of have your game plan, and it's slim pickings. Fitzpatrick's another one that maybe you save for this. But besides all those, I like Neiman. I'm sure many people have him because you only had so few opportunities to play him. Hovland, who's kind of surging now, I don't think he'd been played a lot just because his game was kind of off until recently. Morikawa, Burns, and Rose, I think, are kind of unique-ish guys that you may still have alive in your pool. You know, if you have Ober, Cam Young, those guys, like I just mentioned, you know, those guys I like as well, but I'm assuming most people played those guys. So I was trying to get five that were kind of outside the box there. So if you want to join us this week, get ready for football around the corner as well. You can use British, 30% off anything. I'm looking forward to it. It's one of my favorite weeks of the year, especially now that Little Man's involved. And, you know, like I mentioned, he's got a tournament today. He's got regionals, drive, chip, and putt in the morning, another tournament tomorrow. So he's got a busy golf schedule, but he's looking forward to watching it. So that makes it even more fun to watch, you know, with your kiddos. So hope you guys have a great week. Long days ahead, and good luck to everybody. And let's take down some contests. See you next week.